This is the Jacques Cousteau most people would recognize. The man in the wetsuit, air tanks strapped to his back, heading overboard. It was a routine he repeated over and over again, hundreds, perhaps thousands of times over his long and adventure-filled life. But less known was that Cousteau was an inventive genius.
I remember most that he was enchanted with ideas, that he was delighted. He was almost like a little child, but he was the most creative and imaginative person I've ever met.
Susan Schiefelbein was for more than two decades a close collaborator with Cousteau and helped him write his autobiography.
A scientist who would be very involved and have a passion in his work could go to Cousteau and say A, B, and Cousteau could skip to Q and understand immediately the intervening steps.
The Frenchman practically invented scuba diving when he developed the regulator valve that made possible breathing air from tanks underwater. Apart from the scuba equipment, which he called an aqualung, Cousteau was perhaps best known for his underwater photography. His stunning documentaries produced for television and cinema had their origins in the adventurer's childhood curiosity.
He wanted a Navy and aviation career and went to the Naval Academy at Brest and did extremely well. And then was in a car accident and was too terribly hurt ever to be a pilot. And so he was strengthening himself by swimming, and he became a naval explorer kind of by default.
If he came to diving by accident, it was a fortunate accident indeed, because it led Cousteau to a lifelong search to find out what lies beneath the surface of the world's oceans. Cousteau's endless curiosity led him to explore ever more remote, ever deeper waters. He needed something which could withstand extreme water pressure, yet maneuver silently like a diver can without disturbing the aquatic life around it. Submarines wouldn't do because of the turbulence and danger caused by the propellers. Nothing like he had in mind existed, so Cousteau had to invent it.
He pulled out a saucer from under a coffee cup and then put another one on top, and he said something like this.
Cousteau very often insisted on testing his new devices and techniques himself, frequently risking his own life in the process.
Here was a man who took these devices down enormous depths, not having any idea what would happen. And so it was really trial and error in a very dangerous sense. And he always survived.
But for Cousteau, survival of the environment is what was really important. In the 1960s, he helped stop underwater dumping of nuclear waste in the Mediterranean Sea and helped restrict commercial whaling in the 1980s. He wanted to protect the world he so enjoyed exploring.
If somebody said, "What do you expect to see at the bottom of the Romanche Trench," which they were the first to photograph, he would say, "If I knew what I expected to see, why would I go? Why would I even look?" And so it was, allez voir.
Allez voir, go see. Advice Cousteau himself followed until the end. Jim Bitterman, CNN, Paris.